For Friday, October 16th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and happy Friday to you. It is good that the weekend has arrived. We're gathered together here this morning to be encouraged, challenged by the written word of God. Today we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, beginning at verse 35. This portion of scripture is titled, "The harvest is plentiful, the laborers few." Open your Bible with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 9, beginning at verse 35. This is what the word of God teaches. "And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "The Key to the Master's Orders." And this is what he wrote. "The key to the missionary problem is in the hands of God. And that key is prayer, not work." That is, not work as the word is popularly understood today, because that may mean the evasion of concentration on God. The key to the missionary problem is not the key of common sense, nor the medical key, nor the key of civilization or education or even evangelization. The key is prayer. "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest." Naturally, prayer is not practical. It is absurd. We have to realize that prayer is stupid from the ordinary common sense point of view. There are no nations in Jesus Christ's outlook, but the world. How many of us pray without respect of persons and with respect to only one person, Jesus Christ? He owns the harvest that is produced by distress and conviction of sin, and this is the harvest that we have to pray that laborers may be thrust out to reap. We are taken up with active work while people all around are ripe to harvest, and we do not reap one of them, but waste our Lord's time in over-energized activities. Suppose the crisis comes in your father's life, in your brother's life. Are you there as a laborer to reap the harvest for Jesus Christ? "Oh, but I have a special work to do." No Christian has a special work to do. A Christian is called to be Jesus Christ's own, one who is not above his master, one who does not dictate to Jesus Christ what he intends to do. Our Lord calls to no special work. He calls to himself. "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, and he will engineer circumstances and thrust you out." Oswald Chambers offers a different perspective than what you and I are likely used to in the world today. And that's not just in our world as followers of Christ, but in the world at large. Oswald Chambers is suggesting that the number one most important job that we have as Christians is to reap the harvest, to be there to offer the truth, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ, in people's times of need. It makes us reassess our priorities, and if you're like me, it really makes you think about your day-to-day activities. Jesus is calling each one of us to become those who the light shines through into the lives of those who live in the dark. The only question that we're faced with is, will we let him do it? Will we in fact be obedient and submissive to him as Lord and Master over our lives? I'm thankful that you joined today. I hope that you'll join again in the morning when we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 12. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.